It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, February 23rd, 2018. Today is the birthday of English historical personality and royal mistress Arabella Churchill, born in 1648. She was a daughter of Sir Winston Churchill, a 17th century ancestor of the 20th century Prime Minister of the same name. She was the sister of John Churchill, who became the first Duke of Marlborough. The Churchill family's loyalty to the royal House of Stuart was ardent in times of peace as well as war, and their only feeling about Arabella's seduction by the future King James II seems to have been a joyful surprise that so plain a girl should have had such high preferment. At least that was the opinion of the Victorian-era historian Thomas Macaulay. She began her relationship with James, who was then the Duke of York, around 1665, when she was only 17, and while he was still married to Anne Hyde. Arabella became the Duchess's lady-in-waiting in that year, and the Duke's too, it seems, having given birth to two of his children during his wife's lifetime. Arabella was described as a tall creature, pale-faced and nothing but skin and bone. She often displayed a quick wit and lively intelligence which bound James to her through 10 years and a total of 4 children. The eldest, a daughter named Henrietta, who became the Countess of Newcastle, was an ancestor of the Earls of Spencer and their descendants, including Diana, Princess of Wales, making Arabella Churchill Princess Diana's 7th great-grandmother. Arabella was retired, to put it politely, when James took a second wife, Mary of Modena. In 1680, she married Charles Godfrey and had 3 more children with him. They lived happily together for the next 40 years. Godfrey died in 1714, and Arabella lived on until 1730, when she died at the age of 82. In the 20th century, there was another Arabella Churchill, who was renowned for her philanthropic work. The granddaughter of Sir Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister, she was the 8th great-grandniece of her famous 17th century relative of the same name. In 1954, at age 5, young Arabella appeared on the cover of Life magazine as part of a feature on possible future spouses of Prince Charles. In 1967, she was debutante of the year, met the Kennedys and Martin Luther King in America, and was romantically linked with Crown Prince, now King, Carl Gustaf of Sweden in 1970. Always something of a social rebel, she lived as a squatter in a slum area of London for a time and embraced a Buddhist approach to spirituality. "I'm immensely proud of my famous grandfather, and I hope he would be proud of me," she said. But I was no good at being a Churchill. Knowing that she was terminally ill with pancreatic cancer and refusing any treatment, she wrote to friends, "Not really too worried about the actual dying bit, luckily. And please don't you be worried or sad either. Better this way for the soul than being run over by a big red bus in a temper, completely unprepared." The two Arabella Churchills shared a sharp wit as well as a famous name. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 23rd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.